Andrew Wilson lusted for an E-28 M5 since high school, and it took him about 30 years to get one. To make a U.S.-compliant M5, BMW NA funded development of a catalyst-equipped M88, that's the M1's engine, creating the S38. BMW NA agreed to import 500 M5s and mentioned it publicly. U.S. production began in November of 1986, a year after the M5's debut at the Amsterdam Auto Show. Driving pleasure was guaranteed by Motorsport's revisions to the geometry, shocks, springs, and brakes. Here, 11.8-inch vented reverse-flow front rotors with four-piston calipers. That U.S. spec S38 made 256 horsepower, good for 6.3 seconds, 0 to 60, and 147 miles per hour. Subtle aero treatment kept lift in check at airliner departure speeds. The M5 was a hit in the U.S. despite a $45,000 price and a color offer limited to black, and BMW NA felt the pressure to import more. When production ended after 13 months, the U.S. had absorbed not 500, but 1,239 M5s. 4 years later, a group of American M5 owners sued BMW for loss of value. The company settled by giving each owner a coupon for $4,000 against the price of a new BMW. This car was delivered from Garching to New Jersey in 1987, where it was bought nearly three decades later by body shop technician Carl McClemon. Then Mario Langston bought it in 2014. Langston sold the M5 to Andrew Wilson, and restoration began with serious rust abatement, including new rear valance, lower door panels, A-pillars, rocker panels, and driver's side floor, if you can imagine. Following fresh paint and upholstery, plus a tune-up, the M5 Andrew and wife Cindy drove to Asheville for the vintage in 2017. Now the M5 has clocked 20,000 miles since restoration. Andrew says, "To me, it's the best BMW the company ever built. It's comfortable, fast, and confident. It does everything well and looks great doing it."